A short-term tourism plan drafted by the Sitka Planning Commission got the city through a record-breaking cruise season in 2022. But that plan was always intended as a stopgap, and now the torch is being passed. Over the next year, a new tourism task force will dive into everything from land use regulations and waterfront development to how many cruise passengers Sitka can reasonably handle. The ultimate goal? To develop a long-term tourism management strategy for a city that's expecting more than 500,000 cruise visitors this summer, the most it's ever seen by a wide margin. To the 9-member group, the assembly will appoint one representative from the downtown business corridor, one member representing tours and attractions, one representing business in general, one from the Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal, and two at-large members: the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Port and Harbors Commission, and Sustainability Commission will each appoint one member to the task force as well. Only one person commented on the resolution to establish a task force. Richard Ween said the business and tourism industry interests were too heavily represented.
I think that they should increase the number of community members at large to at least four to have some parity with business. Clearly, what businesses want is more business, and they're interested parties, and they may not have the view of the regular run-of-the-mill citizen.
Assemblymember Chris Yested said they'd heard from a handful of Sitkans who felt similarly, but they'd received an equal amount of support for more industry representation on the task force.
And considering I've had complaints about how the seats are favored one way or the other from both sides, I feel as like we've met a good equilibrium, at least close, because no one's happy. And I think that that's a good place to be. You know, hopefully with that, we get good discussion and some good, interesting results.
And Assemblymember Tim Pike said he felt all of the Sitkans on the task force would be Sitkans first.
And then they fill other roles in our community. And I think they all have the best interests of Sitka at heart. That's my belief. And I think this task force will bear that out.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen thought there would be limits to what the task force could do, but it will be busy nevertheless.
But as far as addressing levels of tourism, Sitka, I don't think, honestly, it'll have the power to do much about that. But there's going to be constant work. So, I mean, everything from the crosswalks we talked tonight to what levels we close downtown or do we close downtown, that kind of thing. And it'll be good to take that off the plate of the Planning Commission.
With little debate, the Assembly voted unanimously to establish the task force. It must appoint the 9 members by the end of April. The task force then has a year until it makes its final recommendations to the Assembly, which could include establishing a permanent tourism commission. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.